For one, God bless the Seattle Seahawks and their divinely ordained victory over the devilish New England Patriots, you know? Seahawks are, of course, woke-coded because they're from Seattle. The New England Patriots are owned by a billionaire MAGA guy, and they're the team that the, you know, the MAGAts were in favor of. So we won, obviously. Woke is back, etc. Very good. Did you and Katie rig it? Yes. Katie Wilson and I personally went over to the Seahawks training room and injected all of them with boatloads of roids before they went over and played the game. Most viewed halftime show? Yes! Huge victory there. Big victory for Woke. Incredible that Kendrick Lamar and Bad Bunny have both managed to top Michael Jackson. I mean, you know, I'm not a big music guy, but everyone knows how big MJ was and is, right? It's not like people don't know who he is now. Insane, by the way. Like, MJ was able to get these numbers even when the population of the United States was lower and nobody had smartphones. This factors in, you know, people have modern ways of watching, but back then, when 133 million people tuned into Michael Jackson, that was just like every guy in the United States, basically. That was just every person, you know? Insane, really. But yeah, no, top the numbers. Go Bad Bunny. I love American, like Pan-American nationalism reframed in the way Bad Bunny did, you know, like all American tour, and then he lists every country in the Americas. I love that. I'm sure you guys know this already. Maybe some of you guys are Americans or don't, but like nobody in Latin America calls America America except for Americans. Only Americans call America America. Anyone south of the border, when they say America, they're referring in some way or another to like the continents of America or the countries within those continents. Yeah, they say Los Estados Unidos. You know, the United States. Only we call it America, and they hate it when we do it. Yeah, I mean, it is also the name of the continents. We are a little bit arrogant. It's fair, but the whole world says America when talking about the U.S. Well, the whole world, parentheses, except for the Americas. They don't like that. Canadians call us Americans. Okay, well, they don't count. They're not real. They're not Latin. They're like French or British or something. No one knows exactly what Canadians are. Your woke theory was proven true. Seahawks roster is way bluer. Their roster? Yeah. Dude, look at these. I don't like to go over athletes because I don't like to go after them. I know they already have like a really tough job. I do think you have to be a gigantic pussy to not say what your political preferences are in the year of our Lord 2026. This Super Bowl was a disaster for MAGA, by the way. For one, they all pretended that they hated it and weren't going to watch it, but then we see videos where in the White House they're watching the Super Bowl halftime show. Trump tweeted about it, said it was absolutely terrible, one of the worst ever. Most views ever, but you know, what are you going to do? It makes no sense, is an affront to the greatness of America and doesn't represent our standards of success, creativity, or excellence. Nobody understands a word this guy is saying, and the dancing is disgusting, especially for young children that are watching all throughout the USA. Very Trumpian of him, very Epstein of him to say that the grown women shaking their butts is disgusting and then to talk about young children, you know? This show is just a slap in the face to our country, which is setting new standards and records every single day. Like I said the other day, nothing pisses MAGA off more than the knowledge that they have no cultural power. They had it for 5 minutes, they blew it instantly. Now all they can really do with their complaining is remind everyone how out of the loop they are, which means that optically, they're getting the worst of both worlds. They have no cultural dominance, but they have complete political dominance, meaning that they do unpopular things, but don't have the ability to affirm their perceived popularity through media circles. My favorite example of them utterly failing to control the culture was when they pre-recorded the TPUSA halftime show in Atlanta, had a bunch of people paid to be there and clap, and then they view-botted the YouTube stream. So what you're about to see, we're watching XQC reacting to this because it's incredibly funny. What you're about to see is the live stream chat of a 4 million view stream. I want you to think about that, okay? That chat over there in the bottom left corner of my private website has at most maybe 2,000 people in it. In YouTube chat right now, together, maybe 8,000. I'm give or taking. We're ballparking it. We're estimating, okay? This chat right here, top right, 4 million. That's a lot of people.
Yo, is the chat frozen? I don't get it. Live chat, then. It's not loading yet.
I'm muting it because TPUSA, they would copyright strike. They would DMCA. Look at this. The chat's not broken. There's just no one there. It's completely dead. Their XQC posted. See that? XQC cow, hello? It's not subscribers only. It's not you must have followed for 10 minutes or whatever. It's 4 million. 4 million. Yeah, people are just so preoccupied with how much they're enjoying the music. Incredible stuff, really. Phenomenal. Did they play We Are Charlie Kirk? I don't think so. Which you'd think that would be like the hit, you know? That would be like the real follow through. I mean, the TPUSA concert got 14K views despite having 4 million live viewers. So this is without the ViewBot? Or like after the VOD completed? Yeah, there you go. So my guess is that this probably had around like 5,000 or 6,000 concurrent viewers. Basically none. Nobody was watching this. All the people who said they were going to watch it and ignore the Super Bowl halftime show, watch the Super Bowl halftime show. Legitimately. Like all of those MAGA accounts that were like, everyone's ignoring Bad Bunny. Everyone's opening up their phone to watch the TPUSA halftime show. They themselves were watching the Super Bowl halftime show. It's such a weak, it's such a like the purpose of this half-ass sycophantry is that you're reminding everyone how little cultural power you have. And what's worse, Charlie Kirk never even showed up. At the TPUSA Super Bowl halftime show, he never even showed up. Honestly, given how she is, I'm surprised that Erica Kirk didn't show up riding his casket. Like a bucking bronco. I mean, they had kind of like a hick theme to the whole thing. Who played at it? It was all like Kid Rock. Yeah, Kid Rock and country, I guess. Oh, they paid some people to fake playing a classic. Kid Rock's show was pre-taped. He was out of sync. I don't want to play it because this is an audio thing, so I can't play it without like flagging DMCA. But if you go look up a clip, Kid Rock playing, it's lip synced really badly, like multiple words off from the audio. Really, really, really bad. And then they had the two, I can't show this without compromise, like without flagging myself for DMCA, but they have these two people do like classical music performance, a string duet or whatever. The movements they're making with their bows do not correspond to the noise that's coming out at all. I can't like show it because it's a copyright thing. You can watch for like a second. I don't know if anyone, you know what I mean? Like they're just moving it. They're not actually playing the music. It's like really off. You can like the way they're moving. It doesn't even, it's like really off, right? Like even I can see it. And again, I don't know anything. Their audience didn't know any difference. I'm just the point of this is like overwhelming woke victory, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy to me that even with all of the money in the world, they can't buy culture. It's kind of like hope pilled in a little bit, you know? Like, even no matter how much control they have over the government, they are utterly incapable of holding control over. They have so much money at their disposal, so much money, and they literally cannot buy being cool. They just can't. They have the opportunity to show people what being cool looks like to them, and it's nothing. Not to poop in the parade, the VOD says 20 million now. Yeah, the VOD for their live stream video, the one where XQC's chat wasn't moving at all. It's very, very, very easy to buy those bots. And there's no explanation for those numbers besides that. The idea that somehow that was authentic is I mean, it's a joke. It is really funny though. Dude, look at this, okay? Look at the views the Turning Point USA channel gets. Keep in mind, this is a channel with 6.5 million subscribers. Charlie Kirk on abortion responsibility and human life, 5 days ago, 14K views, 17K views. It's all like Charlie Kirk in memoriam posts, by the way. All of them. That's all they have. Make Heaven Crowded Tour 2026 with Erica Kirk, less than 100,000 views, okay? Yeah, he's still posting. And then, yes, 20 million on our TPUSA All-American Halftime Show. Yes. Yeah, come on. Let's take a look at the comments. 20 million views. There must be a lot of conservatives down here. The only thing more powerful than hate is love. That's from Bad Bunny. Where was We Are Charlie Kirk? This country is so separated. We have two different halftime shows going on. God help us. We live in a South Park episode. They got you fighting a culture war to stop you from fighting a class war. God bless all the Americas. That's Bad Bunny posting. These songs sound like they're from a Ford commercial. I don't think 20 million Republican voting based MAGA patriots watch this video. I know I'm overbearing with this point. Like it's obvious, you know, but insanely pathetic that they would bot their own view show. I guess it makes sense because if you think about it, it was an unwinnable prospect from the beginning. There was no version of the TPUSA Super Bowl halftime show that wouldn't look pathetic next to the actual Super Bowl halftime show. There was just no way this ended up looking good. It was also timed poorly. Kid Rock was still singing when the game came back on. Really? That's really funny. Kid Rock backlash erupts as I Like Him underage lyric resurfaces before Super Bowl. He's just a pedophile. Kid Rock? Yes. A conservative? No, he's not a pedophile. Because he's a conservative, he literally has a song lyric where he says that he thinks that it's mandatory to have sex with children. Some say it's statutory, I say it's mandatory. That's not, that's literally a lyric from his song. It's not, yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It's not really much analysis to be done there, I'm afraid. It's just kind of like, yep. It's crazy how they're all like that.